This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I remember the conversation as if it were yesterday when a man told me why he didn't read the Bible. He said, "Randy, the Bible is so vague. It's so philosophical, it's so conceptual. I'll just let the theologians take care of reading the Bible. It has nothing to do with everyday life for me." And then he said the year it was that he told me that. And I honestly wanted to say to him as lovingly as I knew how, "Are you crazy? Do you not understand that the Bible speaks to how you relate to your wife, how you relate to your children, how you relate to coworkers, how you function in society, everything about your personal ethics?" And he wanted to dismiss the Bible by saying, "It's just too vague." Folks, I'm going to read a passage to you that if you think is vague, you need to check your glasses. You need to rethink your thought process if you think it's vague. It's one of the most graphic passages in the Bible. Just simply saying this, there are seven things that God says, "I hate." Not people, but seven things that he hates to see in the lives of the people he loves more than you love yourself. And that's what we're going to talk about very briefly, and then we're going to move on into something very special today in a powerful way. It's in Proverbs 6. We're preaching through the book of Proverbs. The sixth chapter, just a few verses. It goes like this. "There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers." Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. What part of that did you not understand? What part of that did I not understand? The seven things that God hates, and very briefly, what I'm going to do today is combine them, condense them into five. Five points today as we consider the things that God hates. Very briefly, let's bring up the first one. Haughty eyes. What does that mean? Haughty eyes literally means in the Hebrew, eyes that are lifted up so you can look down on someone. You ever had anyone look at you that way where they kind of raise their nose and they look down at you? Sure you have. You may have done it to somebody else. You may have done it this week. And isn't it interesting, right out of the gate, the first thing God says, "I hate haughty eyes, a spirit of pride." Let me read some scripture to you. Bring up Proverbs 11:2. "When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom." Proverbs 11:2. Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit and among the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud." Psalm 10:4 says this, "In his pride the wicked does not seek him. In all his thoughts there's no room for God." Pride pushes God out the door. And then the last one from 2 Chronicles 26 about a man by the name of Uzziah who was king. "But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall." Boy, that's a prophetic word. "He was unfaithful to the Lord his God and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense." His pride led to his spiritual unfaithfulness. That can happen to a preacher, and that can happen to people in this room.
Well, all this week, a message from the book of Proverbs called "The Seven Things That God Hates" from Proverbs 6. Today we talked about pride. We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
Well, yesterday was Labor Day. Perhaps you were out of town, but on Cross Hope we began a new message from Proverbs 6 on the seven things that God hates. May seem like an interesting thought, but it really is more than an interesting thought. It's a dramatic statement of what God detests. The number one thing that he hates, haughty eyes. What does that mean? Haughty eyes means eyes that are lifted up to look down on someone else. It's talking about pride.
Today we combine two of them to talk about lying, a lying tongue and a false witness that pours out lies as a part of the seven things that God hates. Proverbs 6, 16 to 19. God bless you as you listen to part two today.
It's in Proverbs 6. We're preaching through the book of Proverbs, the sixth chapter, just a few verses. It goes like this. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. Why is it that God hates lying? I was really racking my brain this week thinking, what's the essence of God saying, I hate lying? For this reason, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When I lie, I'm doing something that's antithetical to who Jesus is, his identity. Everything that he is truth. Jesus had the audacity to say, I am truth. I'm not telling you truth, I am truth. And so when I lie, when you lie, we're doing something that opposes the one who is truth. Let's bring up some scripture here. Proverbs 8:13. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech or lying. Proverbs 12:22, the Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in men who are truthful. Psalm 5:6 says, you destroy those who tell lies, bloodthirsty and deceitful men the Lord abhors. Now, folks, here's the most frightening verse of all about lying, because it's a verse you'll never hear in 99% of churches in America. I really believe that. No one will quote this verse to you. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, which is witchcraft, the idolaters, and all liars, habitual, continual liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. You won't hear this in most churches, but you just heard it today. It's not my word. It's from the word of God. God hates a lying tongue and a false witness who pours out lies. Let's bring up the third one. Hands that shed innocent blood. Any murder that takes the innocent life is a hand that sheds innocent blood. And God says it, he hates murder. He hates the taking of innocent blood. And we live in a culture today of death. We do. I'm saying some things that are not only politically insensitive, it's politically incorrect, and some people may even accuse me of making political statements. Folks, I got news for you. I'm just reading the Bible to you. I'm not making political statements about my opinion. I'm quoting scripture. The first one is Exodus 20:13. You shall not murder. You shall not murder. One of the Ten Commandments. Numbers 35:33. This is really interesting. Do not pollute the land where you are. Why? Bloodshed pollutes the land.
Well, we'll continue this message on Cross Hope tomorrow on the seven things God hates. What we're talking about now, hands that shed innocent blood. Folks, that's not my opinion. That's not a political statement of mine. That happens to be what God says he identifies as one of the seven things that he hates. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To hear any message you've missed, including this message. God bless you and hope you'll listen tomorrow. Well, today, part three of the message we began on Monday on Labor Day on the seven things that God says he hates from Proverbs 6. You may not have thought of a list being in Scripture about things that God says he hates, but it's in Proverbs 6, 16 to 19, where God identifies things in your life and in my life that he hates to see. We talk about different ones each day. We'll continue with talking about murder, the shedding of innocent blood, how that's one of the things that's identified, hands that shed innocent blood. We'll begin each day with reading the whole text so you have a sense of the total, and then we'll continue with that admonition. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. God bless you as you listen.
It's in Proverbs 6. We're preaching through the book of Proverbs, the sixth chapter, just a few verses. It goes like this. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil,
a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. Any murder that takes the innocent life is a hand that sheds innocent blood, and God says that he hates murder. This is really interesting. Do not pollute the land where you are. Why? Bloodshed pollutes the land. An atonement cannot be made for the land on which the blood has been shed except by the blood of the one who shed it. I don't know how many people have told me they've gone to battlefields like Gettysburg and Vicksburg and other battles around where the Civil War battles, and they said, you feel something on the battlefield. I've often wondered, is it because of this scripture where bloodshed defiles the land? It's just a thought. I'm just sharing that as my personal thought on it. Let's bring up Exodus 1. This is an episode that most people in this room, I guess, aren't even familiar with. When Israel were slaves in Egypt, the midwives of Egypt who delivered babies among the Hebrew people were told to kill the male babies. You can let the girl babies live, but kill the male babies. Listen to what happens in this incident here. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose names were Shiprah and Puah, when you help the Hebrew women in childbirth and observe them on the delivery stool, if it is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, let her live. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. Then the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live? The midwives answered Pharaoh, Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and they give birth before the midwives arrive. So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. You can argue the abortion issue all you want, and you can talk about economics all you want with it, and this political statement and that political statement. All I'm just saying to you today is God says, I hate hands that shed innocent blood. You can extrapolate anything you want out of that, but that's what the word says. The next one, a heart that devises wicked schemes and feet that are quick to rush into evil. Why would God be against a heart that devises wicked schemes?
Well, that's an interesting question, and we'll deal with that issue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you've missed or to find out how you can become a part of this ministry we call Cross Hope. That web address again is crosshope.org. God bless you. Now then, today, part four of a message we began on Monday about the seven things that God hates. From Proverbs 6, 16 to 19, we begin, as we have each day, with the reading of the entire list so you have a sense of the whole. And we'll focus today on two of them that say this in verse 18. God hates a heart that devises wicked schemes, and he hates feet that are quick to rush into evil. What do those things mean, and what's the implication for us in 2014? We'll talk about that. God bless you as you listen to part four.
There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. Why would God be against a heart that devises wicked schemes? Once again, I was thinking about it, and then it occurred to me, man has tremendous creative capability. Every single person in this room, you have creative capacity, creative capability, and I hope you realize that. And you have the capacity to bless people. And so when you take what God has given you in your creative ability and you use it to devise wicked things to do against people, God says, I hate that. That you use your creative capacity to cheat people. You use it to seduce people. You use your creative capacity to defraud people. And God says, it's one of the things I hate, a heart that devises wicked schemes and feet that are quick to evil. Genesis 6:5 says, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. Psalm 97:10, let those who love the Lord hate evil. What if you really believe that verse? Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. And then one more we're going to look at, a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. I have actually, over the years, had people brag about how they can stir up trouble in their family. You won't believe what I did to stir up trouble at Christmas this past year. I went to one sister, and then I went to a sister-in-law, and people brag about it like it's a big achievement that they stirred up trouble. God says, I hate that when people stir up dissension among brothers or sisters. James 3:17, but wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Listen carefully. You are either a peacemaker or a strife maker. There's nothing in between. Decide. Decide today, I'm going to be a peacemaker. Jesus would say in the Beatitudes, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called what? The children of God. It's the only one that proviso that's added that makes you a child of God is to be a peacemaker. Let's bring up 3 John 1:11. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. And then Proverbs 22:10, it says this, drive out the mocker and out goes strife. Quarrels and insults are ended. Now you came here today and you hear this and say, man, what a depressing message. The seven things God hates. I came to be encouraged today. I came to be lifted up, and you tell me the seven things God hates. I want to leave you with a positive note that the God who hates evil and hates these seven things is the God, we're going to read in a second, loves to forgive. He delights in showing mercy.
We'll make every effort to hear the conclusion tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
This is from Psalm 130. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Have you ever thought about fearing God because he forgives you? You fear the Lord because he forgives you and has the capacity to forgive. I know most people have not heard what I'm going to read, Micah 7. It says, who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us, and you will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. I'm going to close with a story told by Max Lucado, who was, before he went into ministry in San Antonio, was a missionary in Brazil. Max Lucado talks about a woman in the church named Maria who had a grown daughter named Christina. You need to know those details. Maria has a daughter named Christina. They lived in a poor village in Brazil. Christina spoke often of going to Rio, the big city, where she would said, Mom, I'll get a job, I'll get a work, and I'll help the family with making money. But Christina had no abilities, no training, no talent of her own to get a job. So one day, Maria gets up and sees that the bed's empty, and she knows exactly what's happened. Christina has left for Rio, and she's gone. Maria gets her money together. She gets all that she can to take the bus to Rio de Janeiro, and she stops at a drugstore. And there she does something that you've done years ago. Remember those old black and white photos you would have taken in a drugstore where you put in the money and you get four pictures? She had as many pictures as she could afford to make of herself, the mother did. She takes the bus to Rio, having no idea where her daughter is, but here's what she did. She would take a picture of herself, a little black and white, 1 by 2 inch picture, and she wrote a note on the back, and she would post it up in a bulletin board at a hotel. She would put it up in a phone booth. She would put it on a mirror in a women's bathroom at a restaurant. And she would go to places, the bars and the joints of Rio de Janeiro, the places, the nightclubs, and any place with a reputation for streetwalkers and prostitutes, because Max Lucado said this was the only thing she ended up doing, was to become a prostitute. On the back of each photo, she wrote a note. When her money and pictures ran out, Maria went home. A few weeks later, Christina descended the stairs of the dilapidated hotel in Rio where she was staying. Her young face was tired. Her dreams had become a nightmare. But as she reached the bottom of the stairs, her eyes noticed a familiar face. She looked again, and there on the lobby mirror was a picture of her mother. Christina's eyes burned and her throat tightened as she walked across the room and removed the small photo. Written on the back was a compelling invitation. Whatever you've done, whatever you've become, it doesn't matter, Christina. Please come home. Please come home. That's the message that I want to leave you with. Not just seven things that God hates, but the message that God delights in showing mercy. And the message that we offer every Sunday is, please come home. Becoming a Christian is coming home to the Father through the Son. Would you listen to that again? Becoming a Christian is coming home to the Father through the Son. And that's the invitation we offer.
Well, that's not only the invitation we offered, past tense, on that morning. It's an invitation that, in a sense, we extend every day on Cross Hope. You come home to the Father through the Son. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To listen to any message you've missed, or to find out how you can become a part of the ministry we call Cross Hope Radio. God bless you. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.